This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, September 24th. Well, wheat markets have had a pretty solid performance this week, especially Wednesday and Thursday, where we were strongly higher. And the market is so far stalling at last week's high, but it does appear to have pretty solid energy underneath it. I would expect maybe you'll get a little bit of profit taking today. Maybe the market will pull back just a touch, but it appears that we have started the fall run. Normally you're kind of peaking out in early October. This year I would expect that to last longer, into mid-October most likely, and perhaps even a bit longer. The southern hemisphere harvest is just around the corner. It appears that Argentine wheat is just starting to mature, and we're about just a little bit ahead of the normal pace there. In Australia, we've run into some dry issues, but I think overall we're still going to be looking at probably right around an average crop. So we're headed into the tail end of the growing season for the southern hemisphere. We could still see some weather issues show up. Most likely that would be in Argentina, where they've run into a dry stretch that might shave off a little bit of the top end of their yields. But I do look for the demand part of this structure to be kind of leading the way higher, even with an influx of southern hemisphere wheat into the world pipeline. As you get into November and December, we're still seeing demand be very strong for spot delivery. We saw Pakistan just purchase 575,000 of optional origin. While they were in that tender, they put out another tender for another 640,000. So a great deal of demand coming from Pakistan, which occasionally is a net exporter, surprisingly, but they are definitely going to be importing quite a bit this year. The world pace, again, is at a record pace so far this marketing year, and it's, I think, showing up in even some sales to China, which have been a little here and there, kind of scattered around, but the perception is that China just has a huge demand for feed grain in general, but for wheat as well, to blend off with their lower quality wheat. With the government in China preventing anybody from feeding food wastes to hogs, their demand for grain feed for hogs has just skyrocketed. And, you know, wheat is part of that for domestic use, but certainly not what they import. So it's mostly the corn and soy meal that they're going to be feeding to the hogs. And that just it pulls in grain from the broader world supplies and helps to support, again, the broader market. So corn market appears to be well supported, even as you head into the busiest time of harvest for corn and soybeans. Markets are holding pretty well. Wheat market, of course, it typically is moving higher this time of year, and I think it will continue to do so. In Russia, we're still looking at record high prices domestically there. The government, of course, has imposed an export tax. So the higher that the FOB offers go, the higher the tax is, and it just kind of feeds on itself. There is pretty wide acceptance among the trade that the Russian government is going to impose export restrictions starting in January to about 1.5 million tons a month. And they're looking at production that is far less than last year and far less than what they expected at the beginning of the growing season. They were pegging wheat production around 85 million tons, which would pretty much be in line with last year's record. It's going to come in right around 72. That's a big difference. And it's probably going to prompt the government to keep those taxes on in the near term and then impose those export restrictions again as you get into the second half of the marketing year. That poses a problem, obviously, for the exporter. If they're going to get any business done, they've got to do it up front. They've got to be procuring wheat before the restrictions come in place, and that would be pushing prices higher. So, tightening supplies among the major exporters, world demand that is on a record pace, certainly spells a bullish tone to the marketplace. Yeah, we'll probably get some pullback as we get into the southern hemisphere harvest. But I think as you get into the deeper into the winter and into the spring, there's very little to slow this market down. And you're going to have to buy acres. You need to be buying winter wheat acres now, but even then, it's probably already too late. for spring wheat, it's going to be a real battle. Last year, or this past spring, it was a battle for acres between corn and soybeans. This coming spring, you're going to throw spring wheat and oats, barley into the mix. All of these crops need to have an increase in acres, or at least a good year, a good production year, or you head into yet another year of a bull market. So we'll see what happens. But rains are forecast for the southern plains, and those will be much needed. It'd be a huge boost to getting the crop established. If they don't materialize, then we head into the winter with some, you know, poorly established wheat. I think that really sets another component of the bullish market as we move forward. So again, I think we're moving higher into early to mid-October. Of course, that's just around the corner, but I think the market has found a short-term low here. We'll probably, you know, if we stall out today at last week's high, you know, it's a minor swing high, but I do think the momentum is more to the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.